Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
How are we doing this morning? We've got a couple of films to talk about.
Oh, we sure do.
All right, fabulous. Which one are we starting out with first? We've got basically a bit of a young adult film, and it looks not dissimilar to a few other young adult films that have already come out.
Most others.
Yeah, and also a French comedy, I believe.
We sure do. Let's start off with La Senza della Fate, also known here in Australia as translated as C'est la vie. Now, I'm not sure why the alternate title is also in French instead of English, but you know what? It's great. Great movie.
Famous last words of Mr. Ned Kelly, I believe.
Possibly that's the reason why they've changed it for an Australian audience. But
or a little bit more familiar in any case than, what is it, La Senza de Fate?
La Senza de la Fate. I think that's like scenes from a party. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But so the film focuses on Max, played by Jean-Pierre Bacri, who is going to be organizing his last wedding as a wedding planner. And unfortunately for him, things start going very, very wrong the more overcomplicated the wedding gets. So, me personally, I thought that it was a fairly, really decently written comedy of manners. So, I know sometimes with more British and American movies focused on comedies around weddings, things tend to get a bit too out of control, you know, and in this case, things do get out of control, but don't expect anything like what you're familiar with from American and British films. But in this case, it's still just as entertaining.
Oh, well, the first thing that jumped to my mind when you mentioned it was sort of death at a funeral, obviously a very different kind of event, but another comedy of manners where things slowly escalate out of control.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be seeing any naked people here or any tigers running amok like in a
No naked Alan Tudyk, that's a shame.
No. Or any tigers going around attacking the wedding guests like in Sing Star or Superstar, that film with the Lonely Island. But other than that, I do feel that in this film, the characters do have defining faults that makes the comedy of manners work. But they're written as like actual people rather than sort of one-dimensional pastiches or stereotypes, which I certainly appreciated. And it does have a very optimistic tone, I suppose, to counterbalance the disaster going on around poor Max, where several characters even have the motto, no matter what happens, we adapt. So no matter how bad things get, you have to think of a solution and then just soldier on, which I think is like such a great attitude to take, not just in this movie, but in life in general.
No surrender from the French. Fabulous. Any drawbacks?
Yeah, and as I said, just keep in mind that you're not going to be seeing any over-the-top stuff happening like in other similar movies, like in Death in a Funeral or other wedding-based comedies. Mm-hmm. But that being said, that's just a fairly negative, minor point to keep in mind. Other than that, it's still widely enjoyable.
Fantastic. All right, terrific little French comedy there, C'est la vie. It is known as in Australian cinemas. Our second film, The Darkest Minds. Why don't you take us through this one? What's this one about?
So, in an alternate history of America, a disease has plagued the teenage population. 90% have been wiped out, but the remaining 10% are given superpowers.
This is an original concept already, I could feel it. Okay, fantastic. Yeah,
totally original. No, it's not. But so then, obviously, the government notices all of these superpowered teenagers and decides to ship them off into, I don't know, camps or something, some sort of refugee center. I'm not sure what to call them, but into areas where the teenagers are kept under lock and key, I guess jails. And so one of them, one of the most dangerous teenagers, escapes and then fights back against the government.
All right, so dystopian young adult film. It is, 90% of the population of teenagers, at the very least, are dead. The rest have superpowers. It does feel like a few films have been crammed together here. Did we enjoy it?
Look, I thought that it was a little bit general. Like, what do you think of when you hear young adult film?
Probably The Hunger Games, I guess.
Yeah, so sort of like, you know, abilities, superpowers, and a romance, that sort of thing, right?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, you know, no superpowers in that one, but no. Certainly I've seen a few others where the superpowers kind of crop into it, yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, the film does feel like it's in a very, 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 very similar vein as these previous young adult films. Look, the acting is fine, the direction is fine, you feel, you know, tense when you're supposed to feel tense, the acting is serviceable, the CGI is... you know, convincing. It's everything that you expect from one of these films. And the story, I'll admit, it's not exactly original, but I kind of like these stories. You know, since I've been a fan of, like, heroes with a similar-ish premise. And if that's your sort of story, then, yeah, you may end up enjoying it. But I do feel that with this film in particular, it does go a little bit heavy-handed on the romantic angle. Like, it has many different interesting ideas. Could be parallels between, for example, with the teenagers being kept under lock and key in all of these makeshift camps and centers. Mm-hmm. There could be political parallels, you know, but instead it just focuses primarily on romance and then having a baddie figure for everyone to fight, and like it could have been a bit deeper than that. And when it comes to young adult films, like my stand is like a series of unfortunate events where it introduces like new concepts for a younger audience. It doesn't focus so much on romance and is funny as well, but here it just feels like every other film that's young adult film that's come before it.